With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At a Michigan rally, President Trump says his administration has achieved the most secure border in American history.
The number of illegal border crossers released into the United States is down, listen to this please, 99.999%.
And the president has announced new fighter jets for an Air National Guard base in Michigan. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
Before holding a rally marking 100 days in office, the president stopped by Michigan's Selfridge Air National Guard base with this announcement.
Very soon, we will replace the retiring A-10 Warthogs with 21 brand-new F-15EX Eagle II fighter jets, the best in the world.
The announcement allayed fears that the base could close, and it delivered a win for Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
The U.S. economy shrank 0.3% from January through March, the first drop in 3 years. The January-March expansion was the slowest in almost 3 years and was down from 2.4% in the last 3 months of 2024. Imports shaved 5 percentage points off first quarter growth, consumer spending also slowing sharply. Iran says the next round of negotiations over its nuclear program it will have with the United States will be in Rome on Saturday. The Iranian foreign minister said that Iran also anticipated having a meeting Friday with France, Germany, and the United Kingdom to discuss those talks. The talks with the U.S. again will be mediated by Oman, which has hosted 2 rounds of talks. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 250 points, and the NASDAQ composite down 240. This is SRN News. A church associated with Martin Luther King Jr. has burned.
Claiborne Temple in downtown Memphis, which was the organizing point for King's final campaign in 1968, caught fire early Monday morning and suffered significant damage. Fire officials say the inside of the building is a total loss, but the facade might be able to be saved. King came to Memphis to support some 1,300 mostly black sanitation workers who went on strike to protest poor treatment and a dangerous workplace environment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration says the University of Pennsylvania violated laws guaranteeing women equal opportunities in athletics by letting a male swimmer compete on the women's team and use female locker rooms and bathrooms. The administration's statement focusing on Leah Thomas, a man who is living as a woman who competed for the Ivy League school in 2022. This is SRN News. Here's the midday business report.
The U.S. economy contracted in the first quarter. The GDP shrank for the first time in several years, contracting 0.3% January through March, according to the Commerce Department. Monthly surveys of Chinese factory managers show export orders slowed in April as higher tariffs on U.S. imports began to kick in. China's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index fell to a 16-month low. Europe's economy grew more strongly in the first 3 months of the year. Gross domestic product in the 20 Eurozone countries expanded 0.4% in the first quarter. Among the early Wall Street movers, Starbucks. Shares tumbled nearly 9% after it missed analyst sales and profit forecasts for the second quarter. After the bell are the latest quarterly results from tech giants Microsoft and Meta. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.